Today's daf is daf samach, so let's take it for the last two lines of Nun Tes Amud Beis. We're talking about this discussion where the sulam serves as a pesach, an entranceway, because you could access from one point to the other, or does the sulam serve as a mechita, as a wall? So the Gemara had said it depends on the different circumstances, so the Gemara now says last two lines of Nun Tes Amud Beis. Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi, does Rav Nachman really say this, that a sulam could sometimes be a mechitza as a kula? The Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Anshei Chatzar Anshei Marpes. So you have people in the chatzar with the courtyard who are lower down the level, floor ground, ground floor, and then you have Anshei Marpes, people on a balcony, which is a higher floor. So Sheshachu, they forgot the lo irvu, they didn't make an irvu with each other. Im Yesh Lefaneh Daka Arba Ein Osara. So now what happens is, we know when there are two adjacent areas, they have to make an Erev for them to work with each other, to carry within each other. If they didn't make an Erev, so now they ask each other. If they're two independent Chatzeres that have a wall between, then they have nothing to do with each other. There's no need to make an Erev. This one has its own separate section, that has its own separate section. So the Gemara says here, if this is a Marpes that's next to a Chatzer, if the entranceway is that dak, we discussed that dak like a very small house, rather small entranceway, which makes it very inaccessible, doesn't make it for easy access, it's almost as if it's closed off. So the Gemara says, if there is that daka arba, that the daka that's that size of arba, it doesn't ask each other, because the fact that there's a small entranceway indicates that they're not really in tandem with each other. They're really independent areas, and there's no need for an Erev. Im lav, if however they don't have this, there is no small, that Pesach, meaning it's a very accessible from the Marpeset to the Chatzar, then Oseres, then the two of them do aser the usage of one to the next. So we see, even though there's a ladder, the assumption is that Marpeset is higher up than the Chatzar. So there's a sulam there. So we see that the sulam doesn't serve as a mechitza, right? If we said before that the sulam can sometimes, there's a ladder, could serve as a mechitza to block the wall and separate the two areas, so then we should say here as well, there's a sulam between the Chatzar and the Marpeset, so that should be a mechitza, and there's no need for an Erev. How come the Gemara talks about only if there's a daka, there's a small entranceway or not? It had nothing to do with that. The fact that a sulam is there, that should be a mechitza, shouldn't it? Must be that a sulam does not serve as a mechitza. You cannot utilize it as a mechitza to lakula. So Gemara says no. This case is different. It's where the balcony is not 10 tefachim above. If the marpeset was 10 tefachim above the chatzar, then we view them as two separate entities, and then the sulam is perhaps considered a wall or really irrelevant. But here's where the marpeset is not that high off the ground. It's slightly elevated. It's within 10 tefachim, less than 10 tefachim of the chatzar, and it's viewed almost as the same level. And for that reason, the sulam can't be viewed as a wall. It all depends whether there's a daka there or not a daka there. So the Gemara then says, wait a second. The lo gavoa marpeset asar, if the balcony is not 10 tefachim higher than the chatzar, it's pretty much level with it. Kika avid daka mayhavi. Even if you make this daka, this small little entranceway to make, you have to kind of duck underneath it or something to go underneath it, why should that make a difference? If it's within 10 tefachim of each other, shouldn't we view that as one level? And the fact that there's a daka there, not a daka, that should have no impact. This should be considered all one connected area. So Gemara says, no, b'mugufefes adasara amos. It's a situation where the marpeset is, yes, it's within 10 tefachim of the ground, but it's also walled. Marpeset is walled. There's a little railing around it, which now indicates you want the marpeset to be separate from the chatzar. So on one hand, it's close in terms of the level, the height, but it's walled off until you got to, there's a little pesach of 10 amos to access the ladder from the marpeset to the chatzar. But the chayim and avidaka, so now, right now, we don't know. Do you want the marpeset to be separate? The fact that there's a wall there sounds like it's separate. But the fact that it's within 10 tefachim of each other sounds like they're the same level. Are they together or they're not together? So the Gemara says, "Techevin David daka." Since you make this daka, this small entranceway, kind of closing off, istaluke istalikle mehachet, seems to indicate that you're megal das, that you don't want the marpesa to communicate with, if you will, with the chatzar. You want it to be completely independent of each other, and therefore it doesn't ask each other. So that's a situation where it's a wall balcony within 10 tefachim. If there's a daka, the marpesa is separate. If there is no daka, we view the marpeset as being connected to the chatzar. So Gemara then says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Kosel, Shiratzba b'sulam. So you have a wall between two different chatzeros. So now that wall separates chatzar A from chatzar B. But now you had lined the wall with ladders, so you could climb over the ladders to get to the other side of the wall. So now you lined it with ladders, afilo b'yesa m'esa, even if you have ladders, multiple ladders, one after the next, which are going to cover a width of 10 amos, more than 10 amos, still, toras mechitza lav. The fact that there are ladders there, that ladder cannot negate the presence of a wall. Now, if there is no wall, we could say if you have an empty area, you put a ladder up. So we discussed, could the ladder itself serve as a wall? Does the ladder itself serve as a Pesach? But if there already exists a wall, and you're just putting ladders to climb over the wall, that ladder has no ability to negate the existence of the wall. So that's clear. So now the Gemara says, Rami la Rav Bruna l'Rav Yehuda. He asked the following question, B'matzarta debei Rav Chanina. They were in the area where they press wine, or press grapes, or press olives, in the Rav Chanina's house, and he asked Rav Yehuda the following shaila. Mi Amar Shmuel, does Shmuel really say, Taras mechitz alav, that a sulam serves as a mechitz, as a wall? For Ha Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, we have another statement quoting from Shmuel. Anshe marpeset v'anshe chatzer sheshachu v'lo irvu. You have a people who live in the courtyard, another family that lives on the balcony. They didn't make an air with each other. Im yesh lefaneh daka, if there's that daka, which again, that small entranceway, which kind of closes it off, are above, it's arba tfachim, so then eina oser, so it doesn't ask each other. We view the marpeset separate from the chatzer. Vim lav, if there is no daka, which means the accessibility is pretty smooth from the marpeset to the chatzer, then it is oseris if they did not make an eruv. So even though there's a ladder, you need a ladder to access from the marpeset to the chatzer, so why don't we say the ladder itself serves as the wall? Forget the daka. There's a ladder there. That sulam should be a mechitza. So how can we say above that a mechitza, that sulam does serve as a mechitza? This case, the marpeset and the chatzer, the sulam does not serve as a mechitza. You need the daka to serve as a mechitza. So Gemara says, no, hacha b'mayaskin and delo gavo marpeset asara. The reason why the sulam doesn't serve as a mechitza is because marpeset is very low to the ground. It's within 10 tvachim of the chatzer. If they're, you know, separate from each other, the marpeset's higher than 10 tvachim, and there's a ladder, that ladder will serve as some type of mechitza, some type of wall. But when they're within 10 tvachim, then the sulam doesn't serve as a mechitza.
I think they're referring to if the sulam serves as a mechitza, I think the wall that the sulam's attached to is actually the mechitza versus the ladder itself. That's what it occurs like.
Yeah. At least from the pictures here, it doesn't show a wall there, but it could be the explanation is with a wall there.
Yeah, that's what it appears. I keep reading down below. It seems that they keep referring to the wall as being, so if the sulam is considered a passageway through the wall, then you can join the two properties. But if you ignore the sulam, then it's more like ignoring the sulam. So whatever is there currently, meaning if it's more than 10 tefachim, or if it's a wall, the wall retains its status as a mechitza.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seems to indicate.
Okay, I have to look into it a little further. Okay. So then the Gemara says, again, Hacha b'mayaskin and delo gavo marpeset asar, it's a situation where the marpeset is not higher than 10 tvachim from the ground, and therefore that sulam itself cannot serve as a wall because it's less than 10 tvachim. So the Gemara then says, v'ilo gavo marpeset asara. Now if the marpeset is not 10 tvachim high, kiyave daka mayhavi, even if you make this daka, what relevance will it have in the end of the day, since it's so low to the ground, we'll view the chatzer marpeset as being the same level and then one continuous property. So the Gemara gives the answer we said above, b'megufefes adasar amos, where the marpeset was walled, had mechitzas around it, and there's a little opening of 10 amos, which was the accessibility to the ladder then to the chatzer. Well, the chayim da'avid daka, but once you build a daka to that access point, istaluke istalik mihacha, that person's megal das, he's not interested in the marpeset being uniform with the chatzer, and for that reason, they're considered separate entities. If there's a daka, but if there's no daka, they are considered one entity, or at least connected with each other, and you would need an eruv. But we see from here, either way, since it's within 10 tvachim of the chatzer, the sulam does not serve as a mechitza. Only if the sulam is 10 tvachim high can it possibly serve as a mechitza. So Gemara then says, Hanu b'nei kakunoi, from a certain city. They also the kame, the Rav Yosef, they went in front of Rav Yosef. Amrulei, they said to Rav Yosef, Hovlan gavra, please send us an individual. De la'arivlan masan, to make an eruv for our city. We need help, we want an eruv. Please send a Talmud Chacham, a baki, in the world of eruvin. So Amrulei, Rav Yosef sent Labai. He sent by Zil Arav Lahu, he says to Labai, go make an eruv for this city. Make sure you don't cause a whole ruckus, people to scream in the base medrash. Make sure it's a glatt the Erev, don't have any shilas, just make it a smooth Erev, please. So Hadar Amar, so Abai said to himself, okay, so let me take a look at this city. And he says, it was a situation, Rashi tells us, where it was a city that was an Ir Shel Rabim that turned into an Ir Shel Yachid. So we remember from that case that you have to leave a shir, a certain part of the area outside the city, outside of the Erev. That's what we had said in the Mishnah. So an Ir Shel Rabim, Nasa Shel Yachid. So you have to look for that shir, that left out point. So the Gemara, Abai says to himself, Hadar Amar, Ein Marvin es Kula Tanan. The Mishnah says when you have an Ir Shel Rabim that turns into a Yachid, you're not supposed to make an Erev around the city. Michlal di boy la ruve matzim arvi, implying that if you wanted to do, you could have. What that means is, the only time a shiur works, we're going to go back and forth to Gemara like four or five times or so, it's only time that you could view something as being left out of the Erev is if it could have theoretically been part of the Erev, but you decide to, willingly leave it out. But let's say you have some houses, we'll see in just a moment, where these houses could not have been a part of the Erev, for whatever technical reason, they could not be part of the Erev. So then, by leaving them out, it doesn't mean anything because they're left out of the Erev either way. So he just makes that dig, just to make that clear, that Ein Marvin is Kula Tanan. You're not allowed to, halachically, we don't let you make an Erev around the old city when you have this case of Ir Sharabim, Nasa Shal Yachid. Micha implying that Di Boy La Ruve Matzi Marvin, that if you really wanted to, really halachically, you'd be allowed to, all the houses are included, but Chacham said, don't do it in this case of Ir Sharabim, Nasa Shal Yachid. So now that being the case. So apparently, there were these little like houses that were along the water. And these houses had no entranceway to the rest of the city. The way you get to it was, imagine, you have at the docks. You can't access the houses on the docks from the direction of the city. You have to like walk around to where the water is to get the access point. So meaning the entranceway from the house on the docks only faced the water. They didn't face the city. So these were considered separate from the rest of the city, and you could not have made an Erev around the entire city. So he says, what should you do about these situations, these houses? So the Gemara says that, I skipped a line here. Let me go back. I knew I'm missing something. The Gemara says, again, go back to the line, they shouldn't yell at you in the Beis Medrash. So Abai went, he saw these little houses along the water that were facing the water only, but they're not facing the city. And Amr, he says, honey, lave shir lamasa, let these cities, we'll leave them out of the Erev, because they're not part of the city anyways, we'll leave them out of the city, out of the Erev, and then we'll have the shiur that we need to make the proper Erev. But Hadar Amr, then Abai Rechakti says, wait a second, it doesn't work, because if you wanted to make an Erev in theory, including these houses, it wouldn't work, because since they don't face the rest of the city, they're not part of the rest of the city, so since they're not part of the city, leaving them out would not be considered a shiur. Shiur is only if you left something out of the house, out of the Erev that could have been part of the Erev, but these houses could not have been part of the Erev because they have a completely different direction of the entranceways. So I'll just read that again. Had Amar, he said, Ein Marvin es Kula Tanan, you can't make an Erev around the whole city. Michal implying, Di Bai La Ruve Matzi Marva, had not been for this concern, you could have made an Erev around the entire city. But these houses are really not part of the city, so they can't be included in the Erev in any halachic, from any standpoint. So Ella, Yavid Lahu Kave, what he suggested to do, the people living on the rivers, make a little window on the back of these houses, so the window faces the rest of the city, so now they are considered as part of the city. And in theory, you could have made an area around the whole thing, including those houses on the river, but they said that we'll leave it out to have the shiur to allow the Erev to work on the Ir Sharabim Shnasa Shayachin. So that's what he suggested again. Ella, Yabilu Kave, make these windows. Dibai Laruve Derech Chalonos Matzi Marvi. Now you can make an area because since the windows face the rest of the city, you in theory could make an area of including them, but let's now leave them out to have the proper shiur. Then Abai Hadar Amar, then he retracted again and says, no, Loba, you don't need to make the windows. Because you really don't need to have that which is shiur, that which is left out, does not really have to be, in theory, could have been part of the Esther Erev. How do we know? Dehar Rabba Baravua, Ma'arv Le'lekul Mechoza. He had made an Erev around the entire city of Mechoza. Arsiyasa, each neighborhood was made a separate Erev without there being one Erev around the entire city. Why? Mishim Pere Debe Tore. Because there were these, apparently these lines, these gutters or areas where they leave ditches, they leave fruit in between each of these sections, each of the neighborhoods. They'd leave pits there or whatnot for the food to eat, for the animals to eat rather, and separated each of the neighborhoods. So you couldn't make an Erev around the entire city. But you could make one each independent Erev. Now, then the Gemara says, "Dechol chad v'chad have a shir l'chavri." Now, each neighborhood apparently was considered leftover from the adjacent one. Even though if you wanted to make an area around the entire city, it couldn't work. If you make one individually, separately, it does work. Why? Don't you need shir? So again, the understanding here was that the mechuz of the city was an Ir Sharabim, v'nasa shayachet. If you want to do that, you have to be shir, something left out. So they made a separate area around each neighborhood. So what are you leaving out? So let's say there are 10 neighborhoods. So if I make an area around neighborhood 1, I'm not including the other 9 neighborhoods in my area of 1. And when I make an area around neighborhood 2, I'm excluding everything else. So each one excludes each other, and therefore they serve as a separate area. But where's the shir? The shir are the other neighborhoods. But he points out, if I wanted to make an eruv around the entire city, I could not have done that. Because each neighborhood is separated by these ditches. And yet, even though I could not have made an eruv around the entire city, I could still view the different sections of the city as being a shir here as well. But the houses along the river, even though I could not have made an eruv around the entire city, including those houses on the river, even though that could not have worked, if I leave them out, that does serve as a shir. Now, it doesn't sound like it makes sense. It's not left out because I can't do it. But that's enough. You don't really need a real shir. You need to be some hecker there. So as long as it's a hecker, that I'm excluding some cities, some houses, that's enough of a shir to allow me to make an error around an ir sharabim v'nasa shayachit. So Gemara says, then have the amar. Then Abai says, no, not true. The case of the neighborhoods is actually different because you really could have made an error around the entire city. How? Though dummy, it's not similar. Hasam ibai la ruve derech agagos. You could have made an eruv using the rooftops of all the neighborhoods and no houses in Mechoz. Apparently, they had these bridges connecting all the rooftops. So on the ground, they had these ditches, so it wasn't even flow. So on the ground, each neighborhood was different. But the rooftops, they had these bridges, so all the rooftops were interconnected, so you could have made an eruv around the entire city based on the gagos, and that's why you could make a separate eruv around each neighborhood, because the other areas would be considered shiur to the eruv that you're actually making. But opposed to the case here of this city of Kakunoi, those houses along the river were not part, could not have been part of any one big eruv. Vahani, these cities of the city of Kakuna, Loma Arva, you couldn't make an eruv, therefore Hilkach and Abde covered, you had to punch holes, windows, in the back of these houses so that it faces the rest of the city, so it can be included as part of the one big city. But then, Hada Amr, then he said it yet again. I don't know which retraction we're up to at this point, but four or five of them, it seems. Kave Nami Loba, he says, you don't even need windows. Tahu Bei Tavna, we had this case of a base tevin, of a storage house of grain. Tavale Lamar Bar Pumpidisa, that this individual had. Pumpidisa, he lived in Pumpidisa. Vishavi Shir Lam Pumpidisa, and that served as a shir. Meaning, even though the base tevin was completely separate from the rest of the city of Pumpidisa, and they, when they made the Erev, they excluded the base tevin. Apparently, the base tevin could not have been part of the Erev of Pumbedisa. But when they built Erev around it, they excluded the area. That was sufficient. Because in the end of the day, you don't really need to leave something out. You have to have some hecker where there's an area that's included in the Erev, and an area that's not included in the Erev. Now, even though I could not have included that area anyways, if base tevin, the house on the river, could not have been halachically part of the Erev, in the end of the day, that's enough of a hecker to serve as an Erev for an ir sharabim, but not such a yachid. And then Amar, then Abai concluded, Hainu damr li mar, that's what Mar, that's of Yosef, his Rebbe, told him, Chazi de la mitzav chayla be medjasha, do something so they shouldn't yell in the base medjash, that, you know, do something small, and because what he's referring to, I mean, if you make the holes in the walls of the house, they're going to start yelling at you in the city. So don't do that. I mean, take an approach without having to punch holes in the houses. So you figured out misvara what makes sense, and was able to make a good eruv without having to knock down any walls or holes in the houses. Okay. The Gemara now says, we quoted from the Mishnah yesterday, Elam kein asa chutzalo ki'ir chadasha. Unless you make ki'ir chadasha, unless you make a area that was left out, just like the ir chadasha, which is the name of the city, called New City, let's call it. So Tani, the Raisa, comments that Amr of Yehuda, ir achas haisa b'Yehuda. There's one city in the area of Yehuda of Eretz Yisrael. The chadasha shema, it was called chadasha, the new city. V'hayu ba chamishim diorim, there were 50 people living in the city. It was a small city, it was brand new. And anashim v'nashim v'taf, men, women, children, ubahayu mesharin chachamim, and that chacham would use this city, Ir Chadasha, as a model, v'hi ha'isa shir. That should be what's left out. The sides of Ir Chadasha, when you're building an area around a similar, about a city that's Ir Sharabim, v'nashe shayachid, leave an amount of people that lived in the city of Ir Chadasha, namely 50 people. So Ibayilu, the Gemara now has a suffix, Chadasha ma. What about Ir Chadasha itself? Do you have to, when you make an eruv around Ir Chadash itself, do you have to leave a shir, leave some people out? Or no, you can make an eruv around the entire city, and there is no need to make leave a shir out. So the Gemara says, Chadasha, ki'echa de'iyu hav yishir l'gadola, gadola nami hav yishir l'katana. Just like the understanding was, a new city is always next to an old city. So there's an old city of Yerushalayim, there's a new city of Yerushalayim. So there's the Ir Chadash and Ir Yishana. So just like the Ir Chadasha, when you're making an eruv around the big city, the Ir Gadola, so the Ir Chadasha, that was left out of the eruv, the Ir Chadasha was the shir. So when you make an eruv around the Ir Chadasha, so what you did include in the eruv in the Ir Gadola serves as a shir for your Chadasha. So when you have two, you know, sister cities next to each other, as long as you make separate eruvim, that's considered a shir, one, they're working as a shir for one another. So the Gemara asks the question, so Chadasha, let's have a city, Ir Chadasha, So then the Gemara says, so that means that's an obvious answer. So the Gemara says, Ella Kein Chadasha. Let's say you have a city that's an independent city. It's not next to a larger city. It's a small city with 50 people. You want to make an Erev. Do you have to have any shiur, or do you have to have a shiur? Do you have to leave anything out of the Erev, or do you not need to leave anything out of the Erev? Now, one thing I don't understand, maybe I'm missing something here. I thought our whole discussion of a shiur was only when there's an Ir Gadola, but now it's a Sheyachid. So an Ir Chadash, a small city of 50 people, that's certainly not the 600,000 people that Rashi spoke of of the Ir Sherabim. So I'm not sure exactly what that means. Maybe it's a case where a big city of 600,000 people moved to 50 people now, which is a huge, must have been a huge magefa of some sort, who knows, a big exodus from the city. So now you left the 50 people that was once a Ir Sherabim of 600,000 people. When you make that Erev, do you have to have a Shir there or not? And so the Gemara says, it's machlokes mahu. Rav Yehuda Amar, Chad Amar, Bai Shir, you still need to have a Shir, whatever that Shir is, I'm not sure. And Chad Amar, the other one says, Lo Bai Shir, you don't need Shir, it's in such a small city, there's no need to leave anything off. So again, I don't know exactly I might be missing something, but that's my guess of 600,000 people to a 50-person city. So Gemara now says, Rabbi Shimon Omer Shalosh Chatzeris, if you have three cities, so we said if I had three courtyards, his definition of Shir was not 50 people, was three courtyards, and each courtyard had two houses. So Amar Chama Bar Gurya, Amar Rav Halacha, Rabbi Shimon, we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar, on the other hand, he said, Afilu Bais Echad V'Chaser Achas, even if you have one house and one courtyard. So the Havamina here is, you have a house, and you have a separate courtyard, a chaser, even though not that they're connected to each other. One house, and a courtyard even without there being a house. So Gemara says, Chaser Achas Agadaitech. One would think that leaving a chaser, even though there's no house connected to the chaser, that would be considered shir. The whole point is to leave people out who are living. A chaser that's ownerless, hefker, that's not considered leaving someone out. Ela eima bais echad b'chaser achas. What he means is one house in one courtyard, leaving that out of the air, that's considered enough of a shir against the shita of Rabbi Shimon. So Amar Leah Bailey Rav Yosef Hadar Rabbi Yitzchak Gemara Osvar. That sheet of Rabbi Yitzchak, you need one house and one courtyard, was that a Gemara? Was that a tradition he has? Or a Svar? That was his own logic. So, Amar Leh Ma'anaf Kamina, what do you care for? Rabbi Yitzchak was a big Talmud Chacham. Who cares where he got it from? Whether it's a Svar, whether it's a Gemara, what's the big deal? So, Amar Leh, Gemara, Gemara is Marta Tehe. So, this is a Gemara, the phrase Gemara uses a few places in Shas. There are a few ways to read it. Rashi has different interpretations in different places, but one pshat means, is the Gemara simply a song? Is it Zemir, Ba'alma, just a song? No, we want to understand what we're reading. We want to understand where things are coming from. We want to chop what's going on. That's one understanding of it, what's going how to interpret this phrase. So the new Mishnah tells in the bottom here of Samech Amud Aleph. Mi Shehaya bin Mizrach, a guy was in the east, it was Erev Shabbos, and he was in the east of his house, and Amar Levno, he says to his son, Arev li b'marv, make an Erev Tchum for me on the west side of the city. B'marv, if the guy is in the west, Amar Levno, he tells his son, Arev li b'mizrach, make me an Erev Tchum on the east side. Im yesh heimanu l'beiso apayim ama, ule'iruve yoser mikan, so wherever the father is, when sunset comes, so if his house is within 2,000 amos from where he's standing at sunset, and the Erev of his sunset was further than 2,000 amos, the din is muter lebe, so he can walk to his house, because where he is where his tchum now exists. So if his house is within 2,000 amos, he can walk home, v'aser le'eruva, but he can't use the Erev, because the Erev that sun set up was more than 2,000 amos from where he is when Banish Mashos happens. Let's say, ule'eruve apayim ama, let's say he's within 2,000 amos of his Erev, ule'beso yesemikam, but his house is further than 2,000 amos, then also the base, so he can't go home because he's 2,000 amos away from his house, but muter li'eruvo, he can't go to his Erev. So we'll see in a second, Gemara is going to ask the question, it sounds like the father in some opposite cases, opposite sides of the city. So how can he say, I'm in the east, tell my son to go to the west of the city, how could it possibly be that he's closer to his tchum than his house? Right? I'm on the east side, I'm telling my son to make an Erev on the west side, so the Gemara says, if I'm closer to my Erev than my house, I go my Erev, not to my house. But how is it possible that obviously the Tchum is on the other side of the city? Of course it's further than my house. So Gemara is going to make two suggestions here. I'll just say them now just to make it clear so we don't have to go back into the Gemara. One suggestion is not the west of the city. If I'm on the east, it means the west of wherever my son is. My son might be on this same side as me, at the east of the city, so his west might be closer to me than the house. The other explanation is the Gemara we're going to see is where it's a diagonal. Not where it's a straight line, where it's a diagonal. So, you know, my house is that way, and the Erev is that way, so it's possible that my house is closer, further than my tchum is. So we'll see that in the Gemara. Either way, whatever he's able to walk within 2,000 amos, that's what he's allowed to use. Anything beyond 2,000 amos, he's not allowed to use from wherever he is the moment Banish Mashal's kicks.
So it's not one big city. This was one big city that he'd be able to go there. The sun's making 2,000 amos outside the city. And from his house to the end of the city is 2,000 amos. That's not a problem.
I'm not sure what you're saying. Again, wherever he is, if he's here within his house within 2,000 amos, he could go to his house. He can't go beyond this house. He can't go beyond 2,000 amos.
His house is the city, basically.
No, wherever his house is. Where your tchum is, wherever your tchum ends.
Just 2,000 amos from the end of your city?
No, wherever you are. If you're in the city, then fine. If you're not, he's not in the city. He's out. He's in the field.
So it's outside.
So then the Mishnah says, "Hanosei nesayruve beibura shalir." Let's say he places the eruv in the ibura shalir. So lo also lokum, nothing has been accomplished yet. The Gemara is going to say, not the ibura shalir. It really means the tchum. We'll get to the Gemara in a second. If it's in the ibura shalir, he has not gained anything because he gets the. Anyways, you get the ibura shalir. You always get the city plus the 70 amos plus 2,000 amos. So by putting a tchum, eruv tchum in the ibura shalir, nothing to be gained there. You always get 2,000 amos anyways, with, even without your tchum. Naso chutz tchum, if he places the eruv outside the tchum, which really means here outside the ibur, it should really mean. But in nasu chutz tchum outside the iburo fil amachas. So then the din is the Mishnah says so ma shenischar hu amafsid. In other words, if I put my eruv tchum just one amma outside my western ibur, so I gain one extra amma because I measure from the ibur shalir, I get 2,000 ammas. I extended it one amma, so I gained one amma in the west. By lost an amma on the east. Remember, everything shifts. Wherever you move your Erev, you get 2,000 amos in radius. So if you move over to the right a little bit, you lose a little bit to the left. You move to the left a little bit, you move a little bit to, you lose a little bit to the right. That's the Mishnah. So Gemara now says, Kasaka daitech, the Havimina here is, le mizach beso, ulmar lemar beso. When the father told the son to make an Erev, when he said to make one to the east, when make one to the west, so it seemingly was referring to make one to the east of the house, or to the west of the house. I'm on the Easter, so I wanted you to make an Erev on the west. So this makes sense. Bishma, I understand. I could figure out a hechatimsa, heimana ulveso apayim amma uleiruva yeser mikan. That from where I'm standing when Shabbos starts to my house is 2,000 amos, and the eruv is outside 2,000 amos because it's the opposite direction from where I'm in. That makes sense. Mishkachas la demata lebeis. I could find the case where I could get to my house lamata leiruva, but I can't get to the eruv because the eruv is much further than where my house is. Ela heimanu leiruva apayim amma ulveso yeser mikan heich mishkachas la. If however the Mishnah suggested, if my Erev is within 2,000 amos from where I am, and the house is more than 2,000 amos, how does that make sense? If I'm on the eastern side of the city, I tell my son to make an Erev on the western side of my house, so how is it possible that I'm closer to my tchum than my house? So that's what the Gemara says, which I told you in the Mishnah, that Amri Reb Yitzchak, mi savras lemizach, lemizach beis. Who said, when the father was talking to the son, make an Erev on the east of the city, or the house, or the mar beis? Who says referring to the east or west of the house? Lo, the mizach beno, the mar beno. The east from where the sun is, from the west from where the sun is. It's possible the sun, I'm over here, let's say my house is over to my right, and I'm to the east. My sun might be even more east than where I am. And when I tell him to make one to the west, his west will actually perhaps become between where I'm standing and where my house is standing, so that tchum actually can possibly be closer to where I am than my actual house is. That's one suggestion. Alternatively, the Gemara says, "Rava bar Rav, Shila Amar Afilu Tema LeMizrach LeMizrach Beso." Even if you say the east of the house or the mar of the mar Beso could go into Ka Beso Blachsona, where it's on an angle. In other words, where I'm, if I'm standing in one place and my house is that direction, and I tell my son to make an air of the west of the city, so that might be in that direction. So my tchum might be right in front of me. My city might be to the angle. So there's possible to create a situation whereby my house is actually further than my tchum. Okay, now I'll say it a little bit differently. Let's say the house is in the center. Imagine a map. House in the center. So there's north, south, and from your perspective, east, west. Okay? So I'm standing, let's say, in the bottom here. I'm standing southwest for you guys. Southwest? So now I tell, and the house is over here. So I tell my son, make an eruv to the west of the city, which is going to be over here now. So I could be closer to my eruv than to my house, which is at an angle. That's the situation. That's where Rashi has that picture on the page here, you see. So Gemara now says, halfway down the page here, Hanosei Neiruve Besoch E Iburo. If I put an eruv within the Iburo, and then it says, Chutz Tchum Takadaitach, the Mishnah said, if I place an eruv outside the Tchum, so then I lose an Amma. It shouldn't be outside the Tchum. Ella Eimachutz Liburo. If I put an eruv Tchum outside the Ibur of the city, and Amma, I get an extra Amma to the west, but I lose one to the east, and vice versa. So then the Mishnah, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Mashi Nischar, Hu Mafsid, what I gained in one direction, I lost in the other direction. So Mashi Nischar Vesula, so what I gained, and that's it. V'hatani, don't we have a concept? Hanosin Es Eruvei, Besoch Ibur Shalir, loss of the Klup. If I put my Eruv inside the Ibur of the city, I haven't gained anything, because even without the Eruv Tchum, I always get 2,000 Amos from the Ibur Shal city, from the Ibur Shalir. Nasnu Chutz Libur, if I put the Eruv Tchum outside of the Ibur Shalir, Afila Amachas, even if it's just one Amma outside the Ibur Shalir, Mistaker Osa Amma, I gain one Amma, Umafted Es Kolayir Kula. I lose the entire city. So while before our Mishnah said you just lose one Amma to the opposite direction, this Bryce says you lose the entire city once you step one Amma outside the Tchum. Mipnei Shemidas Ha'ir, Olalo, B'midas Ha'Tchum. Because the city is measured as part of the Tchum. So what does that even mean? So the Gemara says, Lo Kasha. Kan Shekalasa Midasa B'chatz Ha'ir, Kan Shekalasa Midasa B'sof Ha'ir. So imagine you have a city that's very, very small. So if I have a very small city, so that's possible that by, you know, if I set up a tchum right now, where my tchum outside the Ibur Shair, I get 2,000 amos and that's it. My 2,000 amos, if it ends in the city, I can't walk the rest of the city. If I'm within in the Ibur Shair, I get the entire city, it could be 20,000 amos. Once I make an area outside the city, I can only go as far as my tchum allows me, only 2,000 amos. I could lose the other half of the city. So let's say it's a huge city, I can only walk 2,000 amos, I'm stuck, that line. But let's say it's a small city. So let's say I set my Erev Tchum, an amma outside the Ibur Shalir, but the city is less than 2,000 amos wide. It's a very small city. So my Erev, my Tchum, actually includes, because my radius happens to include the entire city. That's the situation. So that's what the Gemara says. So when is a situation whereby my Tchum Shab is a small city, I go one amma outside the Ibur Shalir, I only lose one amma on the other end of the city, because the city is very small. I only get 1999 amos. I'm missing one amma. That's not a big deal. But if it's a huge city, the moment I take one amma outside the Ibur Shalir, I only get 2,000 amos in the city. I'm losing the other half of the city when it's a huge city. That's the difference, depending on the size of the city that I'm making the Erev Tchum from. The Gemara again says, Lo Kasha again, Kansha Kalasa Midasa Bechatzir. One is where my 2,000 amos for my Tchum now only ends halfway to the city, so I lose the other half. Khan, the other case is Shakal Samidasa Basofa Ir. No, where my 2,000 amos are able to include the entire city because it's a small city. Ukad Rabbi Idi Adam Rabbi Idi Amar Rabbi Shuben Levi Haya Mode Ubaba Kalasa Midasa Bachatza Ir. If I'm measuring and my 2,000 amos from outside the city ends halfway through the city, Einu Ella Chatzi Ha'ir, I only get half the city. If, however, Kalasa Midasa Basofa Ir, if my measurement of 2,000 amos includes even the edges of the other opposite set, end of the city, Nasislo Ha'ir Kulok Dal Amos, I'm able to, the whole city is viewed as four amos. What that means is, let's say my city is only 1,000 amos wide. So that's within my tchum. I'm able to walk the entire city. Once I can walk the entire city, so now halachically, we view that city as only taking up four amos now. Even though it's actually 2,000 amos, but since I'm able to include the whole thing in my tchum, it's actually halakhically viewed as four amos only. So I've only lost four amos of the city. I can make up the other 1,600, whatever, at the other end, going out to the opposite end of the city. Umashlimim lo es ashar. You hear that point here? Again, if I have an Erev outside the city, I get 2,000 amos in radius. If my 2,000 amos ends in the middle of the city, I'm stuck. I can only go up until halfway through the city. If, however, my 2,000 amos includes the entire city because it's a very small city, so once it's included, so now we actually shrink the usage of amos. The city, although it's actually 1,000 amos long, let's say, but since it's all included within my tchum, it's actually taking up only 4 amos halachically, so I'm only losing 4 amos in my tchum, I get another 1,000 plus amos, whatever I have left, to extend my tchum further. That's the din, that's what the Gemara says. And the Gemara then, yeah.
Let me just say about the people getting off the boat. Didn't we say that once they get into the city, they can get the whole city?
No. The Tchum only goes to halfway through wherever it ends. And the Gemara then says, well, stop off with this question because the Gemara goes into the next stop. We'll have to do this on our own tomorrow. But the Gemara then just asks a question. Amar Rabbi Idi, Ein Elu Ela Divrei Nevius. These are all Divrei Nevius. It's all made up stuff. Nevius isn't made up, but there's no time to. We don't understand how Nevuah works. Mali Kalsa Bechatzir, Mali Kalsa Besofair. What's the difference whether the 2,000 amos ended in the middle of the city or ended at the end of the city? In the end of the day, I should view whatever usage. How do you view the entire city as only 4 amos? It doesn't make any sense. It should be viewed as all the amos that I'm actually using. And the Gemara says, Amar Rava is going to bring a raya on tomorrow's daf, so we will stop here. And everyone have a good moed, and I guess we'll reconvene together on Monday morning, Mr. Hashem.